Welcome to American Mosaic, a program in VOA Special English about music and American life. This is Doug Johnson. 2005 has arrived. On our show today, we tell about the most popular books, movies, and songs of the past year. The newspaper USA Today has released a list of the most popular books of 2004. USA Today creates the list from information about the number of books sold during the year. Gwen Uten tells us about a few of them.
The newspaper says the most popular book in the United States last year was The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. It was the third most popular book in 2003. The Da Vinci Code is an imaginary story about an art expert who attempts to solve a murder mystery. The mystery involves the Roman Catholic Church and questions some of its beliefs. The questions asked in the book involve clues to the murder. The painter and engineer Leonardo da Vinci reportedly left the clues in his artworks. The information provided in the Da Vinci Code has led some readers to question the teachings of their church. Religious leaders and history experts have both praised and criticized the book. They say Dan Brown has placed a new meaning on an old story that has not been proved. And they say that it is important to remember that it is an invented story and not to be read as truth. USA Today says the second most popular book last year was The South Beach Diet by Arthur Agatston. Dr. Agatston has developed a way for people to lose weight and still eat the foods they enjoy. His book explains the need for people to change the way they eat. He suggests eating more high-fiber food and healthy fats while cutting bread, rice, and fruit. The book also includes directions for suggested meals. Dan Brown also wrote the third most popular book in the United States. That book is called Angels and Demons. It involves the same art critic who appears in The Da Vinci Code. This story involves a reported plot against the Roman Catholic Church by a centuries-old secret organization known as the Illuminati. The art critic must solve a murder mystery and save the Vatican, too.
At the end of the year, the American movie industry reports about the most popular movies of the year. The results are based on the number of tickets sold in theaters throughout the United States. The most popular movie of 2004 in the United States was a funny animated movie for children and adults called Shrek 2. It earned more than $436 million. The movie continues the adventures of a large green creature called an ogre that began in the earlier movie called Shrek. Shrek has rescued and then married Princess Fiona. Her parents invite them to Fiona's homeland of Far, Far Away to celebrate their marriage. but her parents do not know that the newlyweds are both ogres. The movie also includes characters from children's storybooks, such as Puss in Boots, Prince Charming, Pinocchio, and The Gingerbread Man. The second most popular movie in the United States last year also starts where an earlier movie ended. This movie was Spider-Man 2. It earned at least $373 million last year. Spider-Man is a superhero who helps people in New York City. He is really a young man named Peter Parker who is in love with Mary Jane Watson. But Peter cannot tell her that he is Spider-Man. In Spider-Man 2, Peter fears losing her forever because she is engaged to marry an astronaut. Peter also wants to stop being Spider-Man because he feels it is ruining his life. But he is forced to continue his two lives because the city is threatened by Dr. Octopus, a creature with four metal arms. The third most popular movie in the United States last year earned more than $370 million. It was The Passion of the Christ. It is about the final 12 hours of the life of Jesus. Actor Mel Gibson directed and produced the movie, which used the Latin and Aramaic languages to tell its story. Critics said the film was extremely violent in showing the death of Jesus. But millions of people saw the movie and called it a religious experience. Each December, Billboard magazine lists the most popular recordings and performers of the year. Faith Lapidus tells us about a few of them.
Billboard magazine says the top-selling record album of 2004 was Confessions by Usher. It has sold more than 7 million copies. The top single from that album is this song, Yeah.
Peace up, A-Town.
Yeah. In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. But you know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking it for me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Billboard magazine says the group OutKast produced the second biggest record album of the year. It is called Speaker Box, The Love Below. Here is OutKast performing their song, Hey Ya.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know how.
Billboard says the third most popular album in the United States last year came from American singer Josh Groban. The album is called Closer. We leave you now with Josh Groban performing You Raise Me Up.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. However, we are sad to report to you the death of VOA Special English Announcer Richard Rail. He died earlier this week following a bicycle accident. We will miss our co-worker and friend. But you will be able to continue to hear his voice on some of our repeat broadcast features. This program was written by Nancy Steinbach. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Efim Drucker. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
To more than I can be.